This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shudden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. When it comes to politics, the word choice journalists make can be overly generalized, polarizing, or just plain wrong. That's why conservative ideology, coined the alt-right, is causing angst among media organizations. Groups linked to white nationalism and anti-Semitism have been around forever, but it's news now because Donald Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, co-founded a conservative website that includes alt-right ideas. Kelly, let's start from the beginning. This term wasn't widely mentioned in most media before just a few months ago.
Steve Bannon, who is the former chairman of the Breitbart News Network, has described Breitbart as the platform for the alt-right. And that was one of the first times that we heard it used, not the very first time. But the term is really meant to encapsulate a belief that conservative ideology really should be about the traditional white power structure.
I've got some sound here from NPR's All Things Considered with the man who claims to have coined the term, Richard Spencer. He's a white nationalist who supports limiting immigration into the U.S. to white Europeans. Here, he explains what he hopes to see President Trump do.
We need to become a people again. And for us to do that, we're going to need to take a break from mass immigration, and we're going to need to preference people who are going to fit in, who are more like us. That is European immigration.
Kelly, his stance doesn't necessarily fit the definition other people are using. That makes reporting on it difficult, right?
Well, there is no cohesive meaning to the term. So yes, using it becomes problematic because it means different things to different people. I would argue if you listen closely to what he just said, it does connotate a white separatism and a white privilege, but he's using very coded language there. There are experts who listen to that and can detect that separatism very clearly. But part of our job as journalists is to decode that language that he's using.
How is the media handling this?
Journalists are twisting themselves into knots trying to figure out what to do. Your standards editor at NPR, as well as the standards vice president at the Associated Press, have both issued very long blog posts explaining why the term is problematic and what to do about it. In most cases, what they're saying is, don't use it often. When you do use it, give a definition. And when other people use it in interviews, make sure that you add the appropriate context.
There really isn't an easy way to put this in a headline or in a line or two or even a tweet.
Yeah, but I have a solution that I've been sharing with journalists, and that is use more words. Sometimes you need more words. It's really hard to speak in coded shorthand language. And because of Twitter and because our phone screens are so small, we've all become accustomed to shorthanding certain things. But you really can't do that with this because the term itself is evolving. Whenever a journalist wants to use the term alt-right, for instance, you might say, oh, this is like an alt-right thing. What I would do is stop that person and say, right, so what is this and why is it an alt-right thing? That's the actual news, which is hard for journalists to remember that you have to explain everything because we work in this shorthanded, coded system of communication.
Kelly McBride from the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, thanks for helping us unpack some of the tough issues facing journalists.
Thanks, Mary.